On University at Albany Week, early detection is critical for combating Duchenne muscular dystrophy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bijan Day, principal investigator at the RNA Institute, looks into better testing methods.
Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or DMD, is the most common and severe form of childhood muscular dystrophies caused by a mutation in the dystrophin gene. Although caused by a genetic mutation, skeletal muscle stem cells, which are the source of new muscles, are gradually lost, followed by muscle wasting and weakness. By age 12, children are confined to wheelchairs, and a few live beyond 30s. The devastating effects of the disease can be mitigated if detected early, but sadly, early diagnosis is rare, hopefully until now. My colleague Igor Lednev and I discovered a method that we believe can improve the accuracy, ease, and early diagnosis of DMD. Our research team, including Paramita Day, Nicole Rabowski, and Andrew Galfano, used mouse models of DMD and analyzed blood serum with Raman hyperspectroscopy, a technique that produces a specific fingerprint for each sample. Combining this technique with advanced statistical analysis, we build a model system that can achieve a 100% success rate in classifying healthy and diseased samples. Current methods focus on detecting a specific biomarker or two, which can be present at very low concentrations during the early stages of the disease. Our method is advantageous because it probes the entire biochemical composition of the sample, giving us the ability to detect DMD earlier than any current method.
That was Bijan Day of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.